And so we start to get into some pretty funny stories about football. And the biggest, and I look, I don't mean to laugh at this, but this is kind of funny. So Roberto Aguayo was the most accurate kicker in NCAA history. The Buccaneers last year had real problem with kickers, real problem with extra points and field goals. And so because they felt like, all right, we got a problem. We have this kicker. He is historic with his accuracy coming out of college. He kicked at Florida State. We're in Tampa. Let's go get Roberto Aguayo. Let's get him to come on in. So Roberto Aguayo has a case of the yips, straight up. He cannot make a kick. He missed 3 of 6 field goal attempts today at the joint practice between the Buccaneers and the Cleveland Browns, and the fans were booing him. This is a college kid from Florida, played at Florida, not from Florida, but played at Florida, now in the NFL, now kicking for a living, and the fans are booing him. Now, look, you never take a kicker with a first-round pick or a second-round pick. Sebastian Janikowski has had a hell of a career when the Raiders took him in the first round. Everybody was like, what are you doing? Has he ever really lived up to the hype as a first-round pick? I don't know. Maybe. He's kicked for many, many years. But maybe because of the length of time that he's occupied in the kicking position for the Raiders, that you could say, all right, that pick was justifiable. But it's really rare. And Aguayo getting taken in the second round right now looks like a massive mistake. And if they have to go out and find somebody to kick, and kickers are kind of sometimes a dime a dozen, okay? There are guys out there who can kick and are on the streets and are looking for a job. If they have to go out and get one after burning a second-round pick on Aguayo, oh my gosh. I mean, during his entire time at Florida State, Roberto Aguayo was 198 for 198 on extra points. He only missed 9 field goals in 3 years. First attempt, 35 yards, doink, nothing, shank. After 2 more makes, he backed up to 45 yards, shank. He attempted a 45-yarder again, wide left. Not good. So far in 2 preseason games, he's missed 2 field goals and an extra point. I mean, you can't, as a second-round pick, I mean, you can't have this happen. I mean, this can happen as a second-round pick. In particular, if you're struggling with any type of confidence, and the fans know you're struggling with confidence, they're not going to let up because they're afraid you're going to blow a game for them. And as we know, with the moving back of the extra point, this is now becoming more and more important. Kicking is becoming more and more important. And if you don't have a kicker, it's kind of like this. It's not a problem. Kicking's not a problem until it's a problem. What I mean is, for a lot of teams, they don't want to worry about kickers. They don't want to worry about extra points. They used to be automatic. They're not automatic anymore. And you want to find a guy who could occupy that spot, and then you forget about it. Just, okay, you're our kicker, you're our guy, and we're done. Dirk Cutter, the head coach, said today, quote, he's struggling about Aguayo. He's struggling a little bit right now. He's going to work his way through it. Confidence in kicking matters. Feeling like you're going to make a kick matters. But here's what Aguayo has already shown, at least right now, that he can get rattled. And I'm not saying the Buccaneers are going to have a Adam Vinatieri type moment anytime soon. But if you're building a football team and you take Aguayo with a second round pick, the idea, the thought process behind it is, we have just found our kicker for the next decade. This is the guy. We're penciling him in for 10 years. Goodbye. That position has now been addressed, and we're good. So at some point in time, you're going to expect Roberto Aguayo to make a game-winning kick. If not this year, very soon, you're going to expect this guy to be making game-winning kicks. And the problem for him now is that he has shown that he could be rattled. I don't want to call him mentally weak yet because he's so young and green in the NFL. But there's definitely a question of confidence. There's definitely a question of whether or not the kid actually can make a clutch kick. And look, college is great, but the pros is one thing, okay? Kicking for your school, I get it. You want to be accurate. But kicking for money, kicking for your franchise, kicking is your job, totally different world. You're judged differently. You're looked at differently. So to me, it's extraordinarily important that Aguayo figure this out right now. Right now. Now, Gerald McCoy, Pro Bowl defensive tackle, kind of, you know, he's a goofy dude. I was there when he got drafted by Tampa Bay in New York. Really interesting character to interview. Been a great player for Tampa. He said, quote, he's a rookie. He was drafted as a kicker, so a lot of expectations come with you being the guy. With me, you know, he came out and said, look, he didn't have a great year until he broke out in 2013 after being drafted highly, third overall, in 2010. He said, quote, with me not struggling right away with injuries, not living up to expectations, who better talk to him than me? I just go and encourage him every day and say, hey, listen, just stay the course. Just stay the course. Getting booed, however, is not good. In particular, when the guy that had your job last year, Patrick Murray, was with the Browns today, 4 for 4 on his kicks. 4 for 4 right in front of Aguayo, who went 3 for 6. Ouch. Not good. Next, Ronda Rousey's future. What the heck is it? Next.